How do you control a gymnasium full of teenagers? Give them instruments. Poised behind a music stand, band director Tyrone Brown commands the attention of the Brooklyn Steppers marching band like a drill sergeant. He has to. There are 150 kids with trumpets, trombones, and tubas standing in front of him. They could easily blow him away with one good blast. They practice in the gym of the Boys and Girls High School, and the walls vibrate with their explosive sound. The band, complete with woodwinds, dancers, and flag corps, is made up of teens in grades 5 through 12. Tyrone Brown first joined the band as an 11-year-old in 1991. Now, he leads the band. He's renamed them the Brooklyn Steppers, and they've become the flagship activity of the Brooklyn Music and Arts Program. Over the past 20 years, they've played for dozens of politicians, including former President Bill Clinton. But this will be the band's first inaugural performance. Brown said that he and the kids knew they wanted to be in the parade as soon as Obama won the deciding electoral vote.
The night of election night, as we sat there and watched history be made, the young people began to text me, asking, how do we get to the parade? How do we get part of the celebration?
Brown started the application process the next day. Out of 1,382 organizations that applied, the Brooklyn Steppers were one of only 90 invited to Washington. 13-year-old Tasia Peoples, a dancer from Bed-Stuy, said she was confident that the band would be accepted.
Oh, yeah. Like, I knew we were gonna go. I just knew. Like, there was no other band in Brooklyn that could do it better than us. So we was gonna get chosen.
Peoples stands out from her peers. At around 5 feet tall, the slight eighth grader can't be more than 100 pounds. She's also had previous dance experience. Most kids, like 18-year-old Donnell Tribble of Crown Heights, come to Brooklyn's premier marching band with no previous musical instruction.
I used to just get sticks and like bang on pots and pans and stuff like that, so I knew how to bang, but when I came here, they actually told me the difference between banging and actually playing.
Tribble and his fellow percussionist are the heartbeat of the band. They bang out African-inspired beats with precision, alongside energetic horn and woodwind sections. Beside them, the dancers groove through hip-hop routines. The flag corps waves bright pinks and blues. The musicians begin moving in choreographed steps across the floor, and the whole band starts to work it out. Brown says that introducing kids to music and keeping them out of trouble is the foundation of the program. He also wants to encourage young people to work hard, and he practices what he preaches. For the parade, Brown wrote the arrangements of Ain't No Stopping Us Now and Signed, Sealed, Delivered, an Obama campaign theme song, for the 100 members who will perform. He also raised $20,000 in less than a month to pay for the trip to Washington. Much of the money came from small donations from the general public. Brown recognizes the parallels between the band's fundraising efforts and those of the Obama campaign.
We thought about that a lot. And again, we don't believe anything happens by accident. You know, we believe that our program is divinely guided. We believe that it's supposed to be a struggle in a way that it's not supposed to be easy for you to do what you do. You know, the lessons are learned through the struggle.
And the Brooklyn Steppers are ready to show the new president and the world the lessons they've learned. For WNYC, I'm Alana Harper.